The grandmother of an 18-year-old who was shot in both legs on Thursday has told the Nolan Show that the attackers also held a gun to the head of his 15-year-old brother. The victim is still being treated in hospital. His granny, who does not want to be identified, was in the house at the time of the shooting and says it was terrifying. She's been speaking exclusively to our reporter, Lisa McAllister.
He was lying in his own room with his girlfriend, watching TV. He see me and come up my stairs. My daughter started squealing, and I got up and there was a man. He was, you couldn't see their faces or anything, just all dressed in dark clothing. And then they told me to get into the back room, and then I said, oh my God, my 15-year-old grandson is down the stairs, and they wouldn't let me down till him.
Were you frightened for both of your grandsons at that point?
Yes, I'll have to be frightened for my grandsons, because at the end of the day, they're actually my sons. I've reared them. Who gives them the right to come into my back gate and bust my back door? Then all I heard, bang, bang. Then they all run down my stairs. Then they run up Manor Close, and that was it.
You then got downstairs to your other grandson, your 15-year-old grandson, and what had happened to him?
He tried to get up the stairs and I pushed him back down. Told him to lie down the seat. And I think they put a gun to his head and told him not to move. My 15-year-old grandson goes to a special needs school. And he is very traumatised. Very, very traumatised. My 15-year-old has to come with me everywhere, which I could have left him in the house. Went to the shop. Now he's actually following me up the stairs. He's following me down the stairs. He won't sleep in his bedroom. He's actually sleeping beside his grandmother in her bed. He's that much traumatised.
He's just afraid.
He's just afraid. He won't stay in the house on his own. It's terrible, you know what I mean? It is really terrible what they've done this day.
For your other grandson who was shot twice, how's he doing at the minute?
Very traumatised. He won't tell me things, but he's telling other people things. He's just scared to come back to the house. The ambulance says to me, could you go up the stairs and put cloths round your grandson's ankles? And I said to the ambulance man, are you for real? I couldn't do nothing like that, because I don't know what, I'm in a terrible state, so I don't know what state my grandson's in. So I had to shout up, tell his girlfriend to do it. And then I had to come home at 5 to 2 in the morning and get a mop bucket and bleach and warm water and go up and clean, strip his whole bed and clean his whole room. The blood was ridiculous in the room. There was that much of it.
When I first arrived and you were showing me in the kitchen the bullet hole, that the bullet came through the floor of your grandson's bedroom and right down into the kitchen.
Yeah. It went down, the bullet went from his room into the kitchen, where any of my children could have been standing there, because that's where my toaster is, and they always make a drop of tea and toast. Lucky enough that there was nobody in my kitchen, because that bullet would have hit them in the head and they would have been dead. Terrifying, wouldn't be in it.
What do you think about the people who did that to your grandson?
To tell you the truth, I should have hate for them, but I don't, because I just can't hate anybody. I want to know why, but I don't know why. Pierce wants to know why. I just want somebody there at the door and just come and tell me why, because I don't know why. He might be in a wee bit of trouble by breaking his bail conditions. His bail conditions was that he has to be in for 7 o'clock every night. You know what I mean? That's gone on. The reason why he's out in bail, that's gone on from he was like 13, 14. Just doing stupid things when he gets a drink in him. Not antisocial behaviour, you know what I mean?
What has this done to you and your family?
I'm in the Clippenfield Road area for what, 17 years. And it's just destroyed me and my children. It's destroyed all our lives. It's destroyed all our lives. And I just want out. I want out because my grand 15-year-old grandson can't even sleep.